WMFO Medford, and this is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Okay, let's see. We have... All right, so looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Mm-hmm, yep, try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, I'm getting hungry, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. It's a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. All right. That's so cute. So, where am I going next? Let's see. We've got some music coming up from, this is a CD called World Cantor Sing Carl Bach, and it features lots of different artists. And we're going to listen to C. Adler singing Shivri Hamayim, and let's see.
Shifri kamayim kamayim liyebech nochach penei Hashem. Shifri kamayim kamayim liyebech nochach penei Hashem. Kamayim, kamayim, liyebech, nochach penei Hashem. Shifri kamayim, kamayim, liyebech, nochach penei Hashem. Shifri kamayim. Shifri kamayim kamayim liyebech nochach penei Hashem. Shifri kamayim kamayim liyebech nochach penei Hashem.
Wow, what a voice. Unbelievable. Huh, Chaim Adler. Shifti Chamayim. Shh, tear down the roof. Unbelievable. Okay, well, let's see. I think, do I want to follow that with a Tehillim? Yes. I like to share some of our wonderful Psalms from the Book of Psalms attributed to King David. And some of us have the practice of reciting a certain section of the 150 Psalms every day. So this is Psalm 124. I'll read the English first. It is only God's care and protection that have saved Israel from extinction. Amen. Song of Ascents by David. Had not Hashem been with us, let Israel declare it now, had not Hashem been with us when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the waters would have inundated us. The current would have surged across our soul. Then they would have surged across our soul, the treacherous waters. Blessed is Hashem who did not present us as prey for their teeth. Our soul escaped like a bird from the hunter's snare. The snare broke, and we escaped. Our help is through the name of Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. Shir Hamalos the David, Lulei Adonai Shehaya Lanu, Yomar Na Yisrael, Lulei Adonai Shehaya Lanu, Bekum Aleinu, Adam, Azai Chayim, Vilaunu, Vecharos Apam, Banu, Azai Hamayim, Shetafunu Nachla, Avar Al Nafshenu, Azai Avar Al Nafshenu, Hamayim Hazedonim, Moruch Adonoi Shelo Nisananu, Teref Lishinehem, Nafshenu Kitsipur, Nimlita, Mipach Yokshim, Hapach Nishbor, Va'anachnu Nimlatnu, Azrenu Vashem Adonoi Ose Shamayim, Ba'aretz. And at the end of our prayers, we say Achenu, a prayer for our kinsfolk in captivity. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, Anesunim v'tzara, v'tzara u'v'shivya, Ha'omedim bein bayom, uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzara, livacha u'me'afel aliora, u'mishibud l'geula, hashta bagala, uvizman kari v'nama. Amen. Our brothers and sisters, the entire house of Israel, remaining in distress and captivity, whether on sea or on land, may God have compassion on them and bring them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to redemption, at this moment, speedily, and very soon, and let us say, Amen. I think I had just gotten an update in my email. Let me just see what is going on. So, well, let's see, where did it go? Okay, well, it popped up and then, not sure where it went. Where did you go? All right, so if I find it, I will share it with you. But instead, let's listen to some music of Etan Katz, on the compositions of Shlomo Carlebach, Utsu Eitza.
Oh, 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 oh. svoboda. Dirochenu v'nachkoira v'noshuva al Hashem al zeh oyodo v'libeinu aleile choshku eineinu uri uri livshi. Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Kol Dor Sheloi Nivneh, Beis HaMikdash, Ve'yamav, Kilu Necherav, Ve'yamav, Im Eshkochem.
Just beautiful. Echa from Songs of the 3 Weeks, Avrumi Flam presents. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So, let's see. All right, so I want to share something from this Timeless Patterns. This is Timeless Patterns in Time, Hasidic Insights in the Cycle of the Jewish Year, adapted from the works of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menashe M. Schneerson, Shalita. This is a section called From Exile to Redemption, The Cherub's Embrace. Two cherubs of gold stood on either end of the Kiporos, covering the Ark of the Covenant. Our sages relate that when the Jewish people followed God's will, the cherubs faced each other, embracing like lovers. When the Jewish people were rebellious, the cherubs would avert their gaze and face opposite walls. During the celebration of the pilgrimage festivals in Jerusalem, the Kohanim would unveil the Holy of Holies and show the people the cherubs' embrace. See the great love God has for you, they would declare, a love like that between a man and a woman. the cherubims of the Holy of Holies also figure in the narrative of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Our sages relate that when the Gentile invaders entered the Holy of Holies, they saw the cherubs embracing. They brought them out into the marketplace and displayed them, exclaiming, "How could Israel worship these?" As we know, during the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, God poured out his wrath like fire. God was like an enemy. Why then were the cherubs intertwined in love at this time of apparent anger? If their configuration reflected the fluctuating relationship between God and Israel, what could their embrace mean at a time when he cut down, in fierce anger, the pride of Israel, God's only son? These questions should be examined in the more comprehensive light of our relationship with God, from the prophetic perspective and in the commentaries of the sages. Exile appears to be a punishment, an expression of God's wrath at Israel's misdeeds. This view, however, reflects only one dimension of the bond between God and Israel. At this level, the bond is dependent upon Israel's conduct. If Israel is meritorious, she will be rewarded. If she sins, she will be punished. Beyond this connection, however, there is a deeper bond, a level at which Israel are children unto the Lord your God. The Baal Shem Tov intensifies the child-parent metaphor. God cherishes every Jew with the love of a parent for an only child who is born to him in his old age. A father does not love his son only because the son is virtuous or obedient. Most fundamentally, he loves him unconditionally and unwaveringly because he is his son. With or without redeeming qualities, his father loves him. God loves Israel in the same way, no matter what our conduct. We are his children. Therefore, even when God appears to be displeased with us, his love for us is revealed in the Holy of Holies, at the inner core of the sanctuary. Continue with the child-parent metaphor. We can even understand God's wrath as an expression of love. It is written, "He who withholds the rod hates his son," implying that when a parent punishes a child, he is in fact manifesting his love. In fact, defying one's natural impulse to excuse misconduct and instead rebuking a cherished child demonstrates a deep and selfless commitment on the part of the parent. From this perspective, though exile is obviously a descent from the majestic state to which Israel had been accustomed, we can understand that the force motivating this exile is love. In a subtle manner, which only his ultimate wisdom can fully comprehend, God guides the course of his son's development, descent for the purpose of ascent. In light of this, exile appears to be a temporary means to a positive end. Our sages teach that a descent for the purpose of ascent cannot be branded a descent. By the same token, since God's purpose in exiling his people is to elevate them to a higher rung, the hardships endured are eclipsed by their ultimate goal. In this spirit, our sages teach that Mashiach was born on the very day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That is, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash sparked the process of preparation for the era of redemption. Concealed beneath the fall of the Jewish people is God's desire to bring Mashiach and to elevate both Israel and the world to a state of ultimate fulfillment, stripping away the husk. Our sages compare the process of exile to the sowing of seeds. As the prophet says, "I will sow Israel unto me in the earth." When harvested, the produce that grows from seeds greatly exceeds the quantity initially sown. This increase reflects the long-range grains of exile, as explained above. For this growth to take place, the exterior husk of a seed must utterly decompose. Only then can its kernel flourish into a flowering plant. In a similar way, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and our people's exile were intended to strip away all superficiality and allow the Jewish people to blossom into fulfillment in the era of redemption. And we're almost at the end of this. A holiday of redemption. In light of this, we can understand the inner dimension of a halachic observation of our rabbis. That is, Tisha B'Av always falls on the same day of the week as the first day of Pesach. This calendric correspondence reflects an intrinsic tie. Both days are associated with redemption. Pesach marks the redemption from Egypt, and Tisha B'Av anticipates the ultimate redemption. Every year, in fact, Tisha B'Av generates a renewed impetus for the coming of the redemption. At no point in our national history has the redemptive aspect of Tisha B'Av been as relevant as it is today, for we are at the threshold of the redemption, and indeed, in the process of crossing the threshold, may we merit the completion of this process and the coming of the era when all the commemorative fasts will be nullified and indeed will be transformed into festivals and days of rejoicing. May this take place speedily in our days. It's just beautiful. The timeless wisdom of the Rebbe. I think I'll follow that with the prayer for the redemption of our hostages. May it be the will of our Father in heaven who took his nation Israel out of the yoke of Egypt. He should bless and save our brothers and sisters, the hostages who are held in iron chains. Strengthen their souls and faith. Protect them from all harm and sickness. Have mercy on his sons and daughters who look for his salvation. Annul all evil decrees. With his great kindness, he shall send their redemption and speedily take them from darkness to light and from the abyss of captivity to eternal freedom, and return them safely to their families and homes. Please plant brotherhood, peace, and friendship in everyone's hearts. Remove jealousy and baseless hatred, and spread over us the shelter of your peace, so that we should soon merit to sing before you a new song. Yehi ratzon milfanei Avinu Shabashamayim Asher Hotzi Es Amo Yisrael Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim Hu Yivorech Veyinsor Es Achenu Veachyosenu Vachatufim Haasurim Vechavle Vartzel Vechzech Nafsham Veemunasam Yishmerem Mikol Nega U'machaleh yachmol al banav, u'venosav hametzapim yeshu aso, yivatel me'aleihem kol gizeros achsarios. Machas do hagadol yachish pedusam v'yetzu mehera me'afela l'ora u'migur Hashvi lecherus olam, v'yoshuvu l'shalom, el mishpachosenu, mishpachosehem, v'es batehem, ana nata acheva, shalom v'reus v'lev kulam, hoser kina v'sinas chinam, uvros alenu sukas shalomecha, Benizke, the Korov, Lamar, Lefanecha, Shira, Hadasha. It's a lot of Ivrit for me. It's not my first language, but I'm getting there. All right, so let's do.
Do-ro-ro-ro, do-ro-ro-ro, do-ro-ro-ro-ro-ro-ro.
Zion, the Martyke, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Titen Koila, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Titen Koila,
Libi, Libi. Thank you.
Wow, that's just so beautiful. This is Boston Baroque, featuring Martin Perlman as the conductor and Christina Day Martinson on the violin. Lestat, Summer Concerto Number 2 in G by Vivaldi. It's the Four Seasons, and we listen to Concerto Number 2 in G minor. First part was Allegro non molto, then Adagio, and ending up with Presto Tempo Impetuoso Lestate. I have heard this group live with Christina Day Martinson on violin. They are really fabulous. So, very nice. That's a Telarc recording. And so, just saw something very interesting. Let's see if my phone just does what it wants. It says, NASA, still no decision on how or when to bring Massachusetts native back to Earth. Suni Williams and a crewmate have been in space for 2 months on a mission that was originally supposed to last less than 2 weeks. Oh my gosh, that's being lost in space, seriously. Wow. They're considering a plan to bring Suni Williams back aboard SpaceX capsule. So, that it would like to bring the pair back on the Boeing Starliner, but maybe they'll bring them back using SpaceX capsule. Wow. That's a 2-month point at the space station for Starliner's test pilots, which will Moore and Williams. Okay. What just happened? So they should have been back by mid-June. They're ready to do whatever we need them to do, come home on Starliner before September 24th, said Steve Stitch, the manager of NASA's Commercial Crew Program. They haven't made a decision yet whether to pursue the rest of the mission completed or have Starliner come home in an uncrewed configuration. Oh my gosh, that is really serious. Oh my gosh. Okay, so. Let's see, we've got time for a little bit more. Here's something from A Thousand Ways Home. How appropriate. Oh my God. From Danny Green here. All right. Thank you.
everything. My life to being everything. When in my sleep you appear, all those various colors of deep blue appear. Well, each time my lips they touch again, you know that I yearn for you so much again. You are my favorite star, my haven in heaven above. You are up everything I love. La do ba do ba bo ba di ba ba do di lo do de. Li lo ba bo ba do ba bo ba do ba bi da da ba bi ba bo do di no. Bi mo do bi ba ba do ba bo ba do ba bo ba do ba bi ba ba bo do do bo li ba do do di bo do. Ba do do da do ba do da di. La ba dum ba dum.